What if the smartest thing you could do for your wedding budget has nothing to do with your venue, your dress, or your guest list, and everything to do with a single day on the calendar? If you have pictured your wedding happening on a Saturday, because that is simply what weddings do, you are not alone. But a growing number of couples are choosing a Tuesday, a Thursday, even a Wednesday afternoon, and walking away with thousands of dollars back in their pockets. This is not a compromise. It is a strategy. Weekday weddings are simply ceremonies and receptions held Monday through Thursday instead of the traditional Friday or Saturday slot. That is the whole concept. No complicated planning required, just a shift in the calendar. Venues, caterers, and photographers price their services around demand. Saturdays are the busiest day of the week for weddings, so vendors charge premium rates. Move your date to a weekday, and suddenly you are negotiating from a completely different position. Many venues sit empty on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, which means they are often willing to offer significant discounts just to fill the calendar. Money is the obvious draw, but it is not the only reason weekday weddings have grown in popularity. Couples report enjoying more relaxed vendors who are not rushing between three ceremonies in one day. They mention smaller, more intentional guest lists since not everyone can take a Wednesday off work. Some say the quieter atmosphere made the entire day feel calmer and less like a production. There is something to be said for a wedding that feels like yours instead of a copy of every Saturday event happening across town that same weekend. A Tuesday wedding has room to breathe. Let's talk numbers, because this is where weekday weddings really shine. Venue costs can drop by 20 to 40% simply by choosing a weekday date. Catering companies frequently offer lower per plate pricing since weekday events pull staff away from higher volume weekend work less often. Photographers and videographers, who often book out entire Saturdays months in advance, may offer discounted packages for weekday availability since they can typically still shoot another event the same week. Even flowers and rentals sometimes come at a lower cost, since suppliers are not stretched thin fulfilling a dozen Saturday orders at once. When you add it all up, couples frequently report saving $3,000 to $5,000, sometimes more, just by shifting their date a few days earlier in the week. The most common concern about weekday weddings is guest attendance. Will people be able to take time off work? Will out-of-town family manage the trip? Here is the honest truth. Some guests will not be able to attend a weekday wedding, and that is worth planning for. But many couples find this shapes their guest list in a good way. The people who show up on a Wednesday are often the ones who would move mountains for you anyway. A smaller, closer circle surrounding you on your wedding day is not a loss. For many couples, it becomes one of their favorite parts of the whole experience. Sending save the dates early, ideally 6 to 8 months ahead, gives guests time to plan around a weekday date. A little extra notice goes a long way. Not all weekdays offer the same benefits. Fridays sit somewhere between weekday and weekend pricing, since some venues still treat them as premium dates. Mondays can be tricky for guests recovering from a busy weekend beforehand. Tuesdays through Thursdays tend to offer the deepest discounts and the easiest scheduling for most guests, since people are already in their weekly routine and often just need a single day off. Ask your venue directly which weekdays see the least demand. Some venues will tell you plainly which dates they are most eager to fill. A few adjustments make weekday weddings run smoothly. Consider an earlier ceremony time, since guests often appreciate getting home at a reasonable hour on a work night. Send a detailed itinerary so guests know exactly what to expect and can plan their time off accordingly. A thoughtful wedding planning notebook can help keep every vendor conversation, deadline, and detail organized in one place, which becomes especially helpful when your timeline looks different from a typical Saturday wedding. Consider a shorter reception window as well. A 3-hour celebration with dinner, toasts, and dancing can feel just as full and joyful as a longer Saturday event, without asking guests to stay out too late on a weeknight. Do not be surprised if your favorite vendors are enthusiastic about a weekday date. Photographers who are typically fully booked every Saturday for months often welcome the chance to fill an otherwise quiet Tuesday. The same goes for florists, DJs, and caterers. This enthusiasm sometimes translates into better service, since your vendor is not splitting attention across multiple same-day events. A quality wedding guest book can capture the heartfelt notes from the guests who made the effort to celebrate with you on a weekday, turning a smaller gathering into something beautifully documented. Weekday weddings are not the right fit for every couple, and that is perfectly fine. If your heart is set on dancing with 150 guests until midnight, a Saturday may still serve you best. But if you are looking to stretch your budget further, create a more intimate atmosphere, and enjoy a day that feels calmer and less rushed, a weekday wedding deserves serious consideration. Marriage is not about the day of the week you say your vows. It is about the commitment you are making and the life you are building together. Whether that happens on a Saturday afternoon or a quiet Wednesday evening, what matters most is the love you carry into the years ahead.